Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, back to wrap things up. What a great night this has been on Monday evening. Tremendous guest list. And if you missed any of them, just go to WQAM.com to the top of the page where it says podcast. Click on our South Florida High School football icon, and there we are. And as we close out the show this evening, one of the players last week, well, he's been just an instrumental player, a student athlete for Miami Norland. Big win last Friday evening against Miami Northwestern, coming from behind. But our next guest is just more than a football player, gets it done in the classroom as well. Versatile on the football field on both sides of the ball, wide receiver and defensive back. And we welcome in Terrence Honeywood from Miami Norland. Terrence, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, man, thank you for having me.
This is an exciting year for you in a lot of ways. Obviously, this program coming off a state runner-up, an opportunity to be part of a team that is moving in the right direction, undefeated, for the first few games. But you also have an opportunity to showcase your work in the classroom. So between athleticism and your education, you got things going in the right direction. Let's talk about athletics first. Let's talk about football and this program and how you guys have gotten better. Saw you during the spring. Saw you during the summer, when you started out with Armwood. You guys have won the last couple of games. You head into another big game on Thursday. Talk about what you kind of bring to the table for this football team.
What I bring to the table is I'm a very hardworking player, so I bring high energy when practicing. In games, I bring high energy so the team can feedback off of it. I know everything that I got to do. I try helping people out when plays that they need help with. And just hearing, no matter what the coaches need me to do, I'm always there for them.
Yeah, and it's important to play that role as a leader, because a lot of young kids, 9th, 10th graders coming up, they're always looking for direction. College, the high school coaches sometimes don't have the time to spend with them, but it's guys like you they look up to. And not only, like I mentioned, not only on the football field, but what you're achieving in the classroom. Talk about that, because I think that we have a lot of young men and young women listen to our show every week, and I think it's important for them to hear somebody who's done both. They've gotten it done on the football field to the point where colleges are looking in your direction, but also with a 4.0 grade point average in the classroom. How do you create that balance, and was this something that was no option with your family? You had to get it done in the classroom?
Yes, I definitely had to get it done, because at the end of the day, football isn't going to be with you forever. So you got to make sure you get your books right. You got to make sure you be smart, get your college education once you get that point, so you can have something else to fall back on after football is done.
And as you look, as we're speaking with Terrence Honeywood, he's a senior. You play both ways. Do you still play both ways? I know you did before.
Yes, I'm going back into that both ways phase this year. I'm definitely going to be playing more defense. Last year, I kind of took off. I was more primarily offense. So this year, though, I'm going to be doing both offense and defense.
Yeah, let's talk about that defense. That defense did a tremendous job the other night. Miami Northwestern came into the game averaging over 40 points through the first three, four games. And you guys pretty much shut them down. Talk about that defense, because, up front, you can't run against you guys. They put enough pressure on where the linebackers are playing, and that gives the secondary an opportunity to make some big plays like you guys made the other night. Talk about that defensive unit, and, having to go against them in a game is a major problem.
Definitely want to credit the coaches, man. The coaches put us in a position for us to be able to do this and be able to perform to our best capabilities and our best abilities. And so with the D-line performing at their top notch and the linebackers performing, that just allowed us DBs to do what we do and just lock down and be able to perform.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Rosegreen, talk about him. Unfortunately, I'm old enough to have covered him when he played in high school. But talk about his influence, because I know he's focused into the game. He was a great player himself. Talk about his influence on you and some of the other players.
Nah, Coach definitely pushes us to our limits, man. He makes sure we're giving out 100% effort. He makes sure we're putting forward. He's make sure like we're doing everything we have to do. He's making sure we're pushing, and we're pushing each other. Without Coach Rosegreen, man, it would be a lot different. All the coaches.
No, he's definitely – yeah, all your coaches have done a tremendous job. I know that Coach Hottelberg's been around a long time, and he knows that when he could let you know, especially on the defensive side, people like Coach Rosegreen and some of the other coaches do their thing, things work out better. Big game this week against Shaman on Madonna, obviously. I know you guys take it one game at a time. This is a schedule this year that, you know, that they say New Orleans wanted the smoke. They got it. Coming off a big game at Northwestern and Chaminade, obviously down the road, you got Coco and then some of the other programs. American Heritage will be a big game as well. Before I let you go, Terrence, colleges, I know that programs that have looked in your direction, Albany State, Florida Atlantic, Georgia State, Temple, Wofford, anybody else that you've been looking at as well?
No, those have been the main schools so far that have been looking into me.
Yeah, and obviously a lot of good programs. No matter where you end up, they're going to get somebody that's definitely going to be one of those recruits that a lot of people are going to respect and look up to on and off the field. Again, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday evening. We'll see you on Thursday evening. And thanks so much for not only joining our program, but for what you've done, you know, to elevate that program on and off the field.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Good stuff. Terrence Honeywood from Miami, New Orleans closes out. I think it's been one of our better shows. It's great from top to bottom. Again, if you miss any of it, just go to WQAM.com, top of the page where it says podcast, and click on that. You'll see South Florida High School football. Again, that brings an end to another week. We're here with you every Monday night. Couldn't do it without Danny Garcia. We thank him, and we thank you, and we'll see you next week.